candidato?
Oh, we didn't get anybody to say it back to us, Carlos.
Uh-oh. Nothing wrong, man.
Merry Christmas. Oh, thank you.
Feliz Navidad. There
you go. Well, we're so glad to have all of you joining us tonight.
Estamos contentos de tenerlos a todos ustedes aquí esta noche.
And we are hopeful that you found a very comfortable seat because we have 3 hours of singing and scripture planned for you.
Espero que se encuentre un lugar muy confortable porque vamos a leer la palabra de Dios por 3 horas y predicar y cantar.
They don't believe us.
No nos creen tampoco, ¿cierto?
Oh, they're clapping. They want 3 hours. Okay. All right. Well, we don't have 3 hours. We'll try to get done just under an hour. Okay.
Vamos a solamente hacer en una hora todo.
So tonight we have just a couple of things that I want to make mention of.
Quiero mencionar alguna cosa para todos ustedes.
You've got the little finger lights.
¿Tienen su linternita?
So we'd ask that you try. We know there's always that stray light that comes on, but we'd ask that you try not to turn those on until the very end of the service when Josh prompts you to do so.
Por favor, no las usen hasta que termine el servicio y el pastor Josh le diga que pueden hacerlo.
And then we also have, as you exit, candy canes for everybody, so you'll have that when you leave.
Y en la salida tendrán cañas de caramelo.
And we're just going to have a time of scripture reading. We're going to have a time of singing.
Vamos a leer la palabra de Dios. Vamos a cantar.
And then, of course, we have the traditional, Chris is going to tell us the Christmas story, which is always fun.
Y Pastor Luis tendrá la historia para los niños también acá al frente.
And then Josh is going to share a word with us, and we'll close with a silent night.
Y el Pastor Josh compartirá el Evangelio, y terminaremos con Noche de Paz.
So we're going to begin tonight with some scripture reading.
Y vamos a comenzar leyendo la escritura.
And I guess I'm just going to read this by
bye
myself.
Bye.
Huh? Okay, all right. So we're going to begin with scripture reading, and this is going to be a night where we just focus on the birth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm just going to go right to scripture. I'm going to read through some scripture. I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll let the worship team lead us in some worship. Micah 5:2 says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days." Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 9:2. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." Isaiah 9:6 and 7. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." In Isaiah 49:5-6. "And now the Lord says, he who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. He says, it is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to bring back the preserved of Israel. I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." Let's pray together. If you would just bow your head and close your eyes. God, we thank you for bringing light to the darkness. Thank you for the gift of your Son. Thank you for a Savior who is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. You've promised a kingdom with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. And God, you have said, "I will make you as a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." We're worshiping you for that tonight. God, we are a thankful people. We are dependent on your great gifts of grace and mercy made available to us through your Son, Jesus. And as we remember the babe in the manger, God, please help us to see him for who he is, the eternal King of all and our righteousness. God, please accept our offering of praise tonight as we have gathered together here to celebrate Christmas and to remember our dear Savior. And it's in His precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand up and sing our first Christmas song.
King of heaven, come down. King of heaven, come down. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. King of heaven, rise up. Who can can stand against us. You're strong to say in your mighty name, King of heaven come.
Luke 1:26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Let's stand up and continue praising our God. And if you know the next song, sing it out with us.
Light of the world.
Going to be reading from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoptions as sons. From Luke 2, 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to register each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And this is from Luke 2:8-20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord appeared, shone all around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Let's continue our singing.
Thank you. from Matthew 2, 1 through 12. And after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of all the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Thank you. Well, good evening, everyone. It's Christmas. Yeah, I had a have a little more joy than that. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So this is the part where we invite a certain group of people to join us down front here. So I need a little help. It can be 3 years old through 10 years old, but if it's a 3 and 4 year old, then mom and dad have to come and give me a little bit of a hand. And so I'm just going to invite those 3 year olds through 10 year olds to come, and they can kind of gather like right here. There's a couple of steps. There's a little floor there. There's some floor here. So kids, just come on down wherever you might be. Come on over. And mom or dad or mom and dad, depending upon the child, you can come with them if they're 3 or 4 years old. We'll give them a moment to make their way down here. Good evening. Merry Christmas. Are you guys excited about Saturday? Excited about tomorrow night? Yeah, come on up here. Come on up here. Pull up some floor. Pull up some carpet. Okay. It's good to see you all here tonight. And if they want to hang back, that's okay. We understand that. You guys can sit. You don't have to stand. I'm going to sit. Oh, man. This is really a nice chair. It's I think it's a new chair in our nursery, I was told. And so if you guys don't mind, I'm going to take a few moments to rest. Is that okay? No? Okay. All right. So you guys ready to hear a little something about that first Christmas night? Can you imagine what that must have been like, that first Christmas light, that first Christmas night? I can't imagine it. But there's some songs. Now, we just heard a song. We just sang a song called O Holy Night. O Holy Night. It was a holy night. There's another old song, and it's called Night of Wonder. Night of Wonder. And so have you ever thought, what made that special night? What made it unique? What made it particular? Was it Bethlehem? What do you guys know about Bethlehem? Who was born in Bethlehem? Jesus was. Do you know who else was born in Bethlehem? Have you ever heard of King David? King David was born in Bethlehem. And of course, we know David was like the greatest king Israel ever had. Until Jesus comes, then he'll be the greatest. But until Jesus comes, he was the greatest king ever. What do you know about King David? Do you know a story about King David? That's right. He killed Goliath. Remember when he was just a boy, with one stone and a slingshot, he hit him right between the eyes and he went down. Okay. So was this night special because it was Bethlehem? Well, maybe. Okay. Was it special because angels visited Joseph and Mary? Can you imagine having a visit from an angel? I mean, Joseph had a visit from an angel and Mary had a visit from an angel. That might have made the night kind of special. Or how about the angel's announcement to the shepherds? That might have made it kind of special, right? It's not every day. Guys are out taking care of their sheep and first one angel appears, and then a multitude of angels appear and they announce that the Messiah, the Christ, has been born in Bethlehem. All of that might have made it special. But I believe that what made that night special was one thing in particular. And you know what it was? It was the baby who was born that night. Because he was different than any other baby that would ever be born. Now, the angel said to Joseph, this baby's name is Emmanuel. Okay, now we sang a song earlier that had that word in it. Can you guys say that with me? Emmanuel. Did you know we have some people in our church whose name is Emmanuel? And do you know what Emmanuel means? The angel told Joseph. It means God with us. Can you say that with me? God with us. Now stop and think about that for a second. When that baby was born on that first Christmas, what made that night spectacularly wonderful and holy and special was God was born in the flesh of a man. Now, I know this about my God. My God is a God of miracles. And that means God can do anything he wants to do. And 9 months before Mary gave birth to Jesus, he did a spectacular miracle. When he visited her, he said, "You're going to have a baby." And then Mary said, "Well, how is that possible? Because I'm not married yet." And he said, "Don't worry about it, because the Holy Spirit's going to come over you." And you know what the Spirit did? The most spectacular miracle ever. The Spirit did? The Spirit made Jesus as a baby inside of Mary. But that's as spectacular as it can be. But here's something else that you should think about. He was a baby human just like us. All of us had the beginnings, right? We all were babies. Believe it or not, I was a baby. Can you imagine that? I just turned 70 last week. And now it's hard to imagine me as a baby. But I was. So Jesus was born like a baby. But you know, at the same time that he was a human baby, you know what else he was? He was the Son of God. You know what that means? He was completely a human being, but he was also God at the same time. You know what that's called? Hey, up here, guys. You know what that's called? That's called a miracle. And only God can do that kind of stuff. You know what that made? What made that night special? The God-man, Jesus, was born on that first Christmas. And there's some things you should remember about Jesus. He had to be a man so he could one day grow up and go to a cross and die for our sins. But he had to be God also because he had to be a perfect life, a perfect sacrifice, because that's the only kind that God would accept. So Jesus was 100% God, 100% man, and he was born that night. And then 33 years later, he grew up and he became a man and he lived amongst us. And he told people that he had come on a rescue mission. You know what his rescue mission was? He came to save sinners like us. And there's a very famous verse in the Bible. You guys might know it. So if you know it, you say it with me. It's John 3:16. Do you guys know that verse? It goes like this. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will never perish, but have everlasting life." That's the invitation. Yes, sir.
That song is stuck in my head.
It's stuck in your head. Well, that's a good thing, because that's like the greatest message you could have stuck in your head. John 3:16. So on that first Christmas night, it was a night of wonder. It was a holy night. It was special. It was really unique because God in the flesh was born. Emmanuel, God with us. You know what I like about that? I like the idea that Jesus changed his address so that we could change ours. Think about that. His address was heaven, but he changed it. He came to earth. And then when he died upon the cross, and when we believe in Jesus, guess what? We can change our address one day, because one day we're going to leave earth. And I don't know about you, I want to go to heaven. And that's what Christmas is about. How we get to heaven, and Jesus is the one who gets us there. Now, do you guys know this song, Happy Birthday? You guys know that song, right? Okay. Whose birthday is it on Saturday? Jesus. And so I think we ought to sing Happy Birthday to him tonight. Okay. Now, there's a baby over in a manger over there. And so just look yonder and let's sing Happy Birthday. You guys ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Mom and Dad, did you join us on that? I didn't think so. All of us sing it, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. So I'm going to leave this one thought with you, and then I'm going to send you back. You guys were super tonight. And guess what? When you leave, they're going to give you a stick of sugar. It's called a candy cane, but it's really a stick of sugar. And you can take that and eat that, and you won't sleep for two nights. So that's our objective tonight. But here's the thought I want to leave you with. God came to be with us so that we one day could go to be with him. Isn't that a good news? Okay, guys, thank you. Hey, give these guys a hand. They did well tonight. You can go back to mom and dad.
Friends, isn't it great that we give gifts to ourselves on Jesus' birthday? Carlos, you come with me? You want to stand next to me, brother? All right, good. Well, friends, we pray that the Lord has used our time together just to help you really reflect upon the reason why we're here.
Espero que el Señor haya hablado a ustedes, ¿no? Para que realmente reflexionemos de lo que hemos visto y oído.
In fact, I actually have a question for you tonight. I want, when you think of the word Christmas, I want you to think of one word that comes to mind.
Quiero que piense en la palabra Navidad y que viene a su mente primero, una palabra que venga a su mente.
I'm going to give you guys a moment to think.
Vamos a dar un tiempito.
When I was growing up, do you know what word I thought of?
Cuando yo estaba creciendo, ¿sabes lo que pensaba?
I thought of the word presents.
Yo pensaba en la palabra regalos.
And not presents like Jesus' presents, like actual gifts to me.
Y no presentes como Jesús, sino regalos que me iban a dar a mí.
But as I've gotten older, by God's grace, that's changed.
Pero mientras yo crecía y así me hacía mayor, todo esto cambió.
In fact, if we were to look at what God's Word says when we think about Christmas,
si miramos la palabra de Dios, lo que dice acerca de Navidad,
there was a really, really, really good friend of Jesus.
Realmente, vemos ahí un verdadero amigo en Jesús.
His name was John.
Su nombre era Juan.
And he hung out with Jesus for 3 years.
Y él estuvo con Jesús por 3 años.
And here's the one word that he used to describe Jesus.
Y esta es una palabra que él usaba para describir a Jesús.
In John 1:14, he said that the Word, referring to Jesus, became flesh.
Y en Juan 1:14 dice que la palabra se hizo carne.
Exactly what Pastor Chris was just talking about to our kids.
Lo que estaba hablando el Pastor Chris a nuestros niños.
And he says that that word dwelt or lived among all of us.
Y dijo que la palabra habitó entre nosotros.
So John, who spent 3 years with Jesus,
entonces Juan, que estuvo 3 años con Jesús,
here's the word he used to describe him.
Esta es la palabra que usó para describirlo.
Glory.
Gloria.
When you think of the word glory, you need to think of greatness and value and beauty and worth.
Cuando usted piensa en la palabra gloria, tiene que pensar en lo que es grande, ¿no es cierto?, lo que es bello, en lo que es majestuoso.
Now John gets even more specific than that to describe why Jesus is so glorious.
Pero Juan va y más específicamente explica por qué Jesús era glorioso.
John says at the end of verse 14 that he was full of grace and full of truth.
Al final del verso 14 Juan dice que estaba lleno de gracia y de verdad.
Now think about that for 1 second here.
Piensa eso por un segundo.
John could have used a myriad of words to describe the greatness of Jesus.
Juan pudo usar muchas palabras para describir la grandeza de Jesús.
But the words that he chose to use were grace and truth.
Pero las palabras que él decidió fue gracia y verdad.
Have you ever thought about why?
¿Usted ha pensado en eso?
Why of all the ways to describe Jesus would John use the words grace and truth?
¿Por qué Juan usó esa palabra que Jesús era gracia y verdad?
Let me suggest to all of you
quiero sugerirles a cada uno de ustedes
that the reason why John chose those two words
y la razón por la cual Juan escogió estas dos palabras
is because that's what you and I need the most in our lives.
Porque es lo que nosotros todos necesitamos.
When we talk about grace, we're talking about God's undeserved kindness toward us.
Gracias, la gracia inmerecida, el favor inmerecido de Dios hacia nosotros.
See, our spiritual condition before God is one of wickedness and rebellion, what the Bible calls sin.
Y hay una condición que tenemos nosotros delante de Dios que la Biblia dice que es el pecado.
And we deserve to be judged for our sin.
Y tenemos que ser juzgados por nuestros pecados.
We deserve to be separated from the joy and gladness and delight of knowing God and having a relationship with Him.
Y nosotros tenemos que estar separados por el pecado de Dios y no experimentar la gracia de Dios en nuestras vidas.
But God chose to be kind to us in spite of who we are.
Pero Dios decidió ser amoroso con nosotros.
And He willingly sent His Son on that rescue mission.
Y Él voluntariamente envió a Jesús con esta misión rescate.
To live that perfect life in our place.
Para vivir esa vida perfecta en nuestro lugar.
To die as our substitute.
Y poder morir como nuestro sustituto.
So Jesus paid the punishment for our sin.
Entonces Jesús pagó nuestra penalidad por el pecado.
Instead of us paying the punishment for our sin.
En vez de nosotros hacer la paga por el pecado.
Friends, we need grace.
Amigos, realmente hemos recibido gracia nosotros.
But we also need the truth.
Porque también necesitamos la verdad.
See, a lot of people around Christmas time and other times, they like to believe and have faith in things.
Alrededor del tiempo de Navidad, la gente no quiere creer y tener fe en las cosas.
But the things that they have faith and belief and trust in are not what's true.
Pero las cosas que ellos creen y confían no realmente son verdad.
They can't save.
No pueden salvarnos.
They can't satisfy.
No pueden satisfacernos realmente.
They can't rescue or deliver.
Y no pueden rescatarnos ni libertarnos.
So it's not just grace that we need, we also need truth.
No solamente es la gracia que necesitamos, sino también necesitamos la verdad.
And Jesus is the truth.
Y Jesús es la verdad.
He truly took on human flesh.
Él realmente tomó la forma de hombre.
He truly lived a perfect life.
Y vivió la vida perfecta.
He truly died in our place for our wickedness.
Y murió en nuestro lugar por
nuestro pecado. He truly rose from the dead.
Y también realmente Él se levantó de los muertos.
Which means that Jesus is truly God.
Y eso quiere decir que Jesús es verdaderamente Dios.
And the sacrifice that Jesus made for our sin has been paid in full by Him.
Y el sacrificio que Él hizo realmente fue lo que pagó totalmente por nuestro pecado.
So we don't have to do all this stuff to get to God.
Entonces no tenemos que hacer todas estas cosas para poder llegar a Dios.
That's religion.
Esa es religión.
This is God coming to us to rescue us.
Esto es Dios viniendo a nosotros para rescatarnos.
That's the good news of the gospel.
Y esas son las buenas nuevas del Evangelio.
And so if you're with us tonight and you don't belong to Jesus yet,
si usted está acá y todavía no conoce a Cristo,
you're not His follower.
No eres seguidor de Jesús todavía.
Let us encourage you to run away from your sin and run to Jesus for salvation.
Quiero que dejes tu pecado ahí y corras a Jesús para que te perdone.
Run to Jesus for deliverance and rescue.
Para que te dé la libertad que tú necesitas.
Trust in Him alone for salvation.
Y para que confíes en Él, solamente en Él para salvación.
And if that's already happened to you,
y si eso ya pasó en tu vida realmente,
you're already a follower of Jesus,
y eres un seguidor de Cristo,
this season, this Christmas season,
esta estación de Navidad,
is another opportunity to praise and worship God.
Esta estación de Navidad es otra oportunidad para poder adorar y dar gracias a Dios.
For the greatest gift ever given.
Por el gran regalo que ha sido dado hacia nosotros.
A gift that keeps on giving.
Un regalo que continúa regalando.
A gift that won't get old and wear out.
Y que nunca se va a hacer viejo ese regalo.
This is a gift that many Christmases from now,
este es un regalo que en Navidad,
you'll continue to remember.
Siempre recordaremos.
And you'll remember it forever.
Y siempre lo recordaremos para siempre.
And so when you gather with your friends and family on Saturday to celebrate Jesus,
entonces cuando usted se reúne con sus familiares este sábado para celebrar a Cristo,
remember and reflect and revel in who He is and what He's done.
Recuerda reverentemente realmente quién es Él.
Let me pray for us.
Déjame orar por ustedes.
Father, we want to praise you and thank you that you've allowed us to be here tonight to celebrate your Son.
Señor, te damos las gracias porque nos has permitido estar esta noche aquí para celebrar a tu Hijo.
God, thank you for a season where we get to reflect upon the greatness and the value and worth of you willingly coming to earth to live and die and rise for our sin.
Gracias por esta estación, Señor, de Navidad en la cual podemos reflexionar como tú enviaste a nuestro Hijo, a tu Hijo Jesús, perdón, para que Él muera por nuestros pecados y podamos tener vida en su nombre.
And Father, we pray that your Spirit would work in the heart of the unbeliever tonight.
Y estoy orando, Señor, que tu Espíritu trabaje en la vida de los que aún no han creído en Cristo esta noche.
May they for the first time see who you really are and what you've done.
Y que ellos por primera vez en esta noche puedan ver realmente quién tú eres y lo que has hecho.
And may they trust in you alone for deliverance.
Y puedan confiar en ti únicamente para su liberación y perdón.
May they rejoice in the greatest gift that's ever been given.
Y puedan regocijarse
en el regalo más grande que jamás ha existido.
And Father, for those of us for whom you've already saved.
Y Padre, también oramos por aquellos que ya que están acá, que han sido salvos ya.
I pray God that we would be a people who would never forget the greatness of who you are and what you've done.
Y podamos ser nosotros gente que nunca olvidemos la gracia que hemos recibido.
And may it transform us not just in December.
Y que nos transforme no únicamente en diciembre,
but for the rest of the year.
Pero por todo el año.
And for our lives.
Y para nuestras vidas.
Father, thank you for your son.
Gracias por tu hijo, Señor.
It's because of him that we pray.
Y es por él que estamos orando.
And we ask all these things.
Y pedimos todas estas cosas.
Amen.
Amén. Amén.
Well, friends, we've had a tradition here at Santa Rosa Bible Church for years upon years.
Tenemos una tradición aquí en esta iglesia por años y años.
Where we always close our Christmas service by singing Silent Night together.
Vamos a cantar Noche de Paz.
And so we're going to ask you to do, we're going to ask you to all get out those lights that we handed you. We used to do it by candlelight, but you know, California.
Saque su linternita que recibió y préndela.
So I want you to get these lights out. And as we sing this song together,
mientras cantamos esta canción juntos,
let's remember the light and greatness and glory of our Savior.
Podemos recordar, ¿no es cierto?, la luz, la gracia de nuestro Señor.
Merry Christmas, friends.
Feliz Navidad.
We want to hear every voice in this room sing with us. Thank you.
We're so glad that you guys were able to make it here. I hope you guys enjoy singing with us. And the most important thing is what we just learned, that this day is all about Jesus. That is the most important thing that we should be taking. Everybody have a happy Christmas, and we'll see you guys on Sunday or next time.